Nightside.
This is the Nightside Project.
As long as I'm with you guys, I'm always in the fake good place.
Nightside on KSL, a limited edition spring season.
It's weird, though, doing the show while we're miles apart.
That's actually my favorite part. I cannot social distance myself from you enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. Meet the Millard here with Alex Carey.
Oh, don't sound too excited, Ethan. Come on.
A special edition spring season of the Nightside Project. We hope you're enjoying it. We've loved bringing it to you. And Alex, this is a big three-day weekend because not only is it Memorial Day, Memorial is always big, but this is kind of the big three-day weekend of the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
for the most part, everything has been rolled out.
Nobody thinks
for
of
the
themselves,
most part,
oh, this is the Memorial Day coronavirus.
Well,
this
but,
is the coronavirus
here's the deal, though.
Memorial
so
Day.
We've reached the point where, you know, Utah's all the way down on yellow, and we now have the opportunity to kind of judge for ourselves what's going to be appropriate for each individual family, right? We're kind of at that point. And so we're going to have some opportunities this weekend. And the question is, you know, how far out are you willing to go? What do you want to go and do? It's still weird around restaurants, sit-down restaurants, things like that.
Yeah. But you have more people going out than we have seen in a long, long time.
Well, and this is why we're not doing one of our traditional Memorial Day events.
Like your family isn't?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Nightside Project. I was like,
no,
have anybody.
We're going to avoid
So you're staying home
camping.
Again. Yeah, because you guys usually go out and go.
We usually go out camping. And it's not because we feel like it's unsafe. We could certainly do it safely.
Can I pull
the safety
back?
Is not a problem. I'm concerned about the massive crowds.
Yeah. Can I pull back the curtain a little bit, though, too?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
This was typically, if I'm not mistaken, your wife and daughter would hang back. This was like a boys' weekend, right?
No. My wife would often hang back so that she could have the house to herself for a long weekend.
Yeah.
But usually if I take one of my kids, I take all my kids.
Okay.
So that's usually how it goes.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got that. Hey, by the way, of course, the news of Jerry Sloan's passing, the legendary head coach of the Utah Jazz, passing away at 78 years old. This morning we got the news. We were told, and I'll just give you a little peek to the into kind of some of how this kind of went down. We were told yesterday or 2 days ago, I guess, hey, heads up, this is probably going to happen pretty soon, like before the weekend or just over the weekend. And we had everything in place, and it still doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah.
And we had a scare. I think we had all of his – we had, you know, and this is how the news business works too. We have obituary stuff planned for these people who are public figures a lot of times way beforehand because you got to be ready.
Yeah.
And it was prepared a long time ago because he went through a health scare – probably 8 or 10 months ago, and we'll have a special Unrivaled tonight and all those things. And we're also asking people to go to our Facebook page and comment on memories of Coach Jerry Sloan, and those are fun. And Coach Sloan was known as a pretty tough dude and kind of rough around the edges, but that's the way he was, right? I mean, so there's a lot of people with some amazing stories they're sharing of Coach Sloan, and we'll have to do that on our Facebook page. So, but yeah, it's an interesting thing. He was such a big deal for the people of the state of Utah. Brought tons of happiness to a lot of kids, Ethan, who were fans of the Jazz and became Jazz fans of the Jazz during the time he was the head coach. In the meantime, we got to kick things off, though. We're going to start the show. We'll take those, by the way, on our Facebook page. In the meantime, we're going to kick things off with the consumer news. Since it's Memorial Day weekend, we'll just...
Nightside Consumer News.
Oh, there you go.
It could save your life. Or not.
Okay.
I'll tell you, Alex, the campground's going to be full this weekend, which is great. I think that's great. But I'm going to wait a week, I think, to go on a camping trip. Yeah, because I'm... you know what the biggest problem is? Here's the biggest problem. And I think that this is something that the state needs to immediately invest billions of dollars in solving. So we love to go camping in a few specific spots. And nearly all of them, we take Spanish Fork Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
So as you're coming out of Spanish Fork Canyon,
uh-huh.
Got a nice, big, beautiful road, right? But at a certain point, they didn't want to excavate anymore along the side of the road. And so down to the very bottom of the Spanish Fork Canyon, all of a sudden it goes to one lane. And I have spent
hours. So you're telling me you're not going to miss this. You're telling me you're not going to miss this.
I've spent hours in Spanish Fork Canyon. Hours.
Ethan, the average person spends about 6 months at a red light.
In their life?
At red lights in their life.
And I thought, Alex.
And you just made me think of that. You've spent at least a year and a half just in Spanish Fork Canyon.
This is no joke. I'll blow a year's worth of red light sitting on one Memorial Day weekend in Spanish Fork Canyon.
That's hilarious.
It is such a nightmare. And I think that the state needs to pull out all the stops and solve this. Because you know what would solve it? To remove that choke
point. More
lanes. The problem is, though, is that they've got to get creative. And if there's one thing that Utah does not do well, we're not good at finding creative solutions for anything. You look around the world and people are like, oh, yeah, man, tunnels here, bridges here, we'll do this, we'll do this. And he's like, wow, this is really impressive. Here in Utah, we're like, wow, there's a big rock right there. So, well, I guess we're not going to do anything.
Ethan, I read this article and I thought.
And it's disappointing. Yeah. So I'm going to avoid the whole thing. For this weekend, I'm going to stay home. Instead, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for consumer news. Okay, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get some ground beef, which I already have in the freezer.
Go.
I need hamburger buns. Okay? I like the grandma sycamore hamburger buns.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You toast them?
Toast them up.
Yeah.
Going to get some American cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll have this discussion later. I'm not going to fall into this trap. Go ahead.
I'm going to get some tomatoes.
Got it.
And I'm going to make burgers on the grill.
Well, Ethan, hamburgers, actually, it's interesting you brought it up. Memorial Day hamburgers are their most expensive that they've been in about 7 years.
Really?
Yes. In fact, 15% more than what we were paying for ground beef last year. And they said that obviously the spike in meat production is, the shortage of meat production has been a part of that. But they said that ground beef, a pound of fresh ground beef, has gone for as much as $6.50 compared to $3.99 a pound in some places before the pandemic. So, Ethan, we're talking about $6.50 a pound just in ground beef. That is $6.50 divided by four for a quarter pounder.
Jeez, I can't even have burgers this weekend. I'm already not going camping.
Yeah.
Can I not afford? You know what, though? I already bought the hamburger.
Oh,
I've had the hamburger for like 6 weeks.
Yeah,
it's in the freezer.
There you go.
But so
you know what's interesting? They actually found that. So they found that lobsters are about $8 a pound. It's the closest that lobster and beef have been like in a long time. So this is your chance to go. This is your chance to poo-poo the ground beef and just straight up just go, you know.
Just go with the lobster?
I think we're going to do the lobster this weekend, right? I mean, that's.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some grandma sycamore buns, get the lobster, put some tomato and American cheese on it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So how big do you make? So when you're making burgers at home.
Hold on. What was that? What are you going to do?
So when.
Bobby. Pass the lobster. The beef is just absolutely not even up to par this year.
Get the lobsters out of the Beamer.
The Beamer. People don't drive Beamers anymore. Wait, do they?
Oh, yeah. BMWs. What?
People still drive a BMW? Yeah.
The Beamers? So
I'm keeping
something
busy.
Else, though. Oh, yeah. So I get a Grandma Sycamore hamburger bun.
Got it.
I put the lobster tail on it.
I was gonna say you better class this thing up quick. We got the music.
Put a little bit of American cheese.
Hold on.
On there.
Turn it up for the American cheese part.
A tomato.
Got it.
Some lettuce.
Okay, so the same thing.
Mustard.
Mustard on your lobster sandwich.
And the other grandma sycamore bun. Buttered and toasted.
Nice. I love
it.
Nice job. So
it's
burgers,
my version of the po' boy sandwich.
Burgers are going to be more expensive this year, and I thought that was great. By the way, speaking of people who have enough money to do it, I also found this article. If you're thinking about renting a pool this weekend.
Renting a pool?
Yes, Ethan. Like Uber, people can – or like Airbnb, people can just offer their pools only as a rental. Swimply is a new service. I'm not making this up. This is not real or fake news. Swimply is a service that helps people rent out their pool for the weekend for as little as $40 an hour. So there you go, $40 an hour. You get 10 people over there. That's you get your lobster for cheap. Get some mustard on that lobster. You got yourself a stew. All right.
You got you in the pool.
All right, we're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. Be safe this Memorial Day weekend, would you? Come on.
Come on.
We've got more to go when we come back. Stay with us right here on the Nightside Project.